This is Recovery Radio, the first radio show in Rhode Island to offer useful information for the purpose of helping men and women suffering from alcohol, drug, and other addictions. Recovery Radio's goal is to raise awareness about the services and organizations available in the state dedicated to improving the outcome of those with addictions. Recovery Radio, hosted by John Tassoni and presented by Phoenix Houses of New England. Now, John Tassoni.
Welcome to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni. In the studio today, we have AdCare of Rhode Island. And we have Mr. Frank Spicola, who is the executive director, and Ms. Sue Shaw, who is the legislative liaison. What are you, Sue?
Community services. Community and services. Representative.
Oh, my God. The titles kill me here. But we're going to talk about AdCare to start off the show. And then we're going to talk about the big rally this weekend downtown. Recovery for a rally that's right at the base of the State House. Went there last year. It was amazing turnout. I don't know. Somebody was saying, how many people? 14,000 people?
Between 9 and 13,000.
9 and 13. Those are the somebody wasn't there with the clicker, Frank, how many people we really had. But I want to welcome you, and I want to welcome AdCare to Rhode Island.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in. God knows that we need it. You know, we're number one in the country. I wish that we could close them all up and send you guys home, no pun intended. But, you know, it's something that's in day-to-day people's lives today, and it's not good. Matter of fact, I was having a conversation this morning with my son-in-law, who's in the military. Saturday, they had Chris Herron speaking to all the National Guard people. I think he was at Rhode Island College. And the military is even having a hard time with substance abuse. So why don't you give us a little bit of background about yourself, Frank, and then we can talk about AdCare.
Okay. I worked for the previous owner of the facility, Star, and they kept me on for AdCare, Rhode Island, now. And my background is I'm a licensed chemical dependency professional. And I was educated and trained as a counselor. First 10 years of my career, I was a counselor. And then I went into the administration. And I also teach at Rhode Island College the chemical dependency psychology course. And
What part of, I know you've been in the field for a number of years now, what part do you like the most? Do you like dealing with the clients? I mean, when I was a business agent, I liked dealing with the people rather than deal with the administration part of it. How about you?
I would say I'm about the same as you. I liked working with the clients. You have to work with your staff. But I did like working with the clients, and I still do, you know, from time to time. Yeah. It's a interview process, you know, communication, and just, you know, facilitating someone trying to make change in their lives. You know, I found it very rewarding. And I also like the, you know, just the human contact. Mm.
Since you've been in the business for a number of years, do you see it worsening as we go forward in 2015, depending on, you know, the amount of years you had prior to this?
Well, I can tell you, I mean, if you say the problem itself of substance use disorders, you know, people suffering from that, if that's worsening, it seems like it is. But it's the field itself in Rhode Island, I think it's very exciting times. Yeah. I think we've changed since I started in 2000. The language has changed. The community aspect has changed with the, you know, the opening of the recovery centers, Anchor, and the rally itself, how it started off in some corner in Guarded Park, and now it's in the middle of Providence. Mm. Those are positive changes.
Yeah.
You know, of the, you know, we vote. You know, I don't think you would see a gubernatorial discussion on, wasn't a debate like you did at the Anchor, what was about a year ago.
Yeah, right.
That was 15 years ago. I can't imagine that being even considered. Even the drop-in center. You know, it took a long time to get that drop-in center. People, you know, were not interested for whatever reason. Now other cities are interested. So those are positive changes. The opiate overdose epidemic is horrible. So that has gotten worse. Mm. Substance use disorders and people suffering has gotten worse. The age of first use, for example, for opiates has gone down in 15 years. Some say 7-8 years, you know.
Yeah, you know, when I first got involved back in 2002, being in the legislature with substance abuse issues, and you're right, the little rally was in the corner. Now all of a sudden you got, you know, the U.S. Senator, the U.S. Representatives, you got the governor, you got all the major stakeholders coming to the rally, speaking a little bit, recognizing that these people vote, recognizing, because it's way too long that there's been a stigma both for substance abuse and homelessness, and they basically are almost a partner, but way too long. You know, and I've been asked in the General Assembly, why are you working with those kind of people? What do you mean? They're human beings. They're human beings. Thank God I had parents who instilled in me to always take care of the people who are less fortunate. And that's what I did. And it really burns the hell out of me when I hear someone say, why are you working with those kind of people? Why are you driving around in your truck with Phoenix House on it? Or why are you going to the rally and wasting your time on a Saturday where it's beautiful out, you could be playing golf, and you got to sit there from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock? I mean, but I get it, but I don't get it. And are things changing? Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you can see on the stadium, when people come and talk, they recognize the people. You know, our good friend Jimmy Gillen, God rest his soul, sat in that chair many a times with me, and we've had this discussion. And I think people nationwide are finally getting it and trying to turn people's lives around. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. But we still have a way to go.
Oh, yes.
You know, we're not, you know, we may be on the 20-yard line right now. But, you know, we still have a way to go. And do I think in the coming years it'll get better? Absolutely. I think I thank God that the station here gave me the opportunity to put a recovery show on. I mean, I don't think anyone ever thought that the numbers would be like they are today. With people listening to the show, emailing the show, going on the web and taking a look at facilities that they could utilize. Because they didn't have that before. You know, if you were a parent and you had a child that was in trouble with substance abuse, you didn't know where to turn. You really didn't. Now we're getting a little bit more exposure here. I'm going to do an editorial relatively shortly, and it's going to be open up a lot of people's eyes about Recovery Radio. But we got to take a break so I can pay the bills. You're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll be right back. Phoenix House is a proud sponsor of Recovery Radio, a national nonprofit leader in the treatment of drug and alcohol addiction. Phoenix House provides comprehensive care for medically monitored withdrawal, available in Rhode Island and now in our Quincy facility, to residential and outpatient treatment and recovery housing for adults and for teens. We offer residential treatment with academic services as well as outpatient care. At Phoenix House, our highly professional staff is committed to helping you achieve a better way of life through recovery. Major insurance plans and credit cards are accepted, so give us a call at 1-800-DRUG-HELP. That's 1-800-378-4435, or go online and visit us at phoenixhouse.org. Take your first step to the path to recovery today at 1-800-DRUG-HELP. Phoenix House of New England, accredited by the CARF, the Commission on Accreditation and Rehabilitation of Facilities, and a national standard of excellence.
This is Recovery Radio. This is John Tassone on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. In the studio today, we have AdCare of RI in the Isles, Frank Spatola, who is the executive director, and we have this other young lady, Sue Shaw, head of community relations and community services in Rhode Island. So, Sue, you're on the hot seat now.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about Saturday. Let's talk about Saturday.
Saturday's going to be wonderful.
I can't wait.
I can't either.
Weather's supposed to be great.
Really?
Well, it's supposed to get 6 inches of snow. It's supposed to be heavy winds. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it's kind of too bad. We're all kind of worried because last year we had a rain out
at the end, and we couldn't
do the torchlight ceremony.
Yep.
Saturday is just a wonderful, wonderful family event. We have activities for children. We have live music. You know, and some of the activities we have are, you know, a bounce house. We have the, we have a petting zoo. We have face painting. The other thing that I love about the rally is every year we have a separate table set up with felt squares. And we have people come and design those squares, either representing how they feel about recovery or representing a family member. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. And, for example, this year AdCare did complete the, we were the sponsors of the recovery quilt. And it was wonderful putting it together. It's, you know, absolutely beautiful. And there's stories on each square.
You know, I don't think that a lot of people realize the amount of activities for family. That this, I'll just use this word, the spread that you have with the trucks and the food and the tables and the petting zoo and the bouncy things that you have for kids and the face painting and pumpkins and everything you can imagine is right there at the foot of the State House. And it's good to meet nice people. People who have turned their life around, were substance abuse users, have got their lives on track again and become productive citizens. They work, they pay taxes. And this is where I think it falls short on some people's radar. If we don't, and I've said this many a times on this show, if we don't help the young people today, when they become 30, 40-year-olds and they're still using, they're going to be a burden on society. They're not going to be able to work. They're going to be homeless, as we said, about intertwining. The system is going to be burdened. The hospitals are going to be burdened. So we need to, the state needs to invest monies for school teaching with these kids. They need to invest monies to get people back on the straight and narrow. Never mind making a determination when you call a call center and that person is in Saudi Arabia answering the phone when we're right here in little old Rhode Island and we're trying to get a 22, 23-year-old person into treatment. You have somebody making that decision in Saudi Arabia because that's where the call center is. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, we changed the legislation this year. Instead of using medically monitored or whatever they wanted to use with medical, it was arbitrary. And now we have certain specs that they have to meet. That kind of stuff, I think, is a big step forward for people, the providers. But when you see, you should come down and see the people, talk to the people. Because I can tell you, I think that every person in Rhode Island has been touched by substance abuse or alcoholism.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, it's everywhere. And, you know, that's one of the things that I really enjoy about the Rally for Recovery, because you see people, families that have come together, been through a lot, and they're happy and they're getting help. And, you know, we're celebrating. And the event is to celebrate recovery.
There shouldn't be any type of roadblocks.
No, there should not.
To get someone into treatment. We all pay for a benefit, and we should be allowed to use that benefit when, in fact, we need it. And a lot of times, I sat on the Healthcare Oversight Commission, and that was one of the biggest gripes that a lot of businesses had for their employees. They have a benefit, but it was arbitrarily decided that John Tassone couldn't use that benefit because he didn't fit the criteria. Well, that's baloney.
Exactly.
That's baloney. You got a benefit, you should use it and get straightened out and move your life forward. We have so many things that are not going for us here in Rhode Island. That should be one of the things that we have going for us. But the rally is great. I always have a good time there and talking to people. And
wonderful, wonderful time.
It is. And it's good for the kids, too.
It is.
It's good for the kids. I mean, so many times that the families are all split apart when something like this happens, whether it be substance abuse with drugs or alcoholism, it's not good for the family. This is a good get back into socialization, get back into being a community again, get back into doing the right things with your family.
Exactly. And that's what it's promoting. Right. And, you know, fall is such a good time to do something like that. It's the beginning of a new season. You know, we're celebrating a new life, new recovery. Mm-hmm. And it's a free family event. And like we said, there is free food, entertainment, and it's a great time. And last year was such fun. You know, people were dancing right in the center, and there's wonderful sponsors that go to this event and provide information at all their tables.
Right.
And the business side of it, yes. There's plenty of information for people to stop at each booth. There's tens of booths. And there's also going to be a Narcan opiate overdose prevention training right in the middle of it, where people can get trained in opiate overdose prevention as well as receive Narcan, which is, I think, very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me ask you this question. I mean, you guys are in the field more than I am. I mean, I've only been working in the field for a couple of years now. Do you think more needs to be done in the schools?
That's a tough question. I think maybe in the past, it seems sometimes they've developed programs that they used through all grades, for example, you know, and, you know, maybe more age-specific education. Education is always, you know, isn't the first line of, you know, defense for prevention. Mm-hmm. And education is, I mean, when a child hears something, you know, it stays with them. It's a seed, you know. And you know, as a teenager gets older and they get addicted, you know, they start using substances. It's still the seed of what they heard, you know, that goes with them. And I believe in that.
You know, I had discussions last session with Senator Miller and others pertaining to. When I was in there, Senator Felag, and I was one of the co-sponsors, signed on for concussion training. You know, learn about concussions, you know, so signs and symptoms and stuff like that. I think this year what we ought to do as a group is put in substance abuse training. When the freshmen go into high school, because that's a very pivotal year for peer pressure and everything else, before, when they have the orientation, it should be mandated that they listen to 15, 20 minutes of a substance abuse slideshow so the parents are aware. What gets me today, when you go to parent-teacher conference nights, I mean, we did one a couple of years ago in Smithfield. We had two parents. Out of 2 one-hour sessions, we had two parents. And those particular parents ended up putting their child in treatment. But they listened. They sat there and they listened.
You know, John, I think that's where it starts. And I really think in each school system, we went, you know, when I was in high school, we saw Reefer Madness. Mm. And it was a big joke. It was a big joke. Mm. It didn't do anything. You know, it was just, but I think we need to get to these school committees. We need to start educating these parents and have them face it.
Yeah, you know. You know what I think the real root of the whole problem is? No one wants to admit that they have a problem in their school district.
Exactly.
I'm going to tell you why. I did a seminar for 12 superintendents and offered my services to all 12 for free. Not one of them raised their hand and said, okay, I'll take you up on it. And when I left that meeting, I said to every one of them, I know when you're going to call me.
When someone dies.
When someone dies.
Well, and that's what's going on right now. Exactly. And it's a sin. I mean, it's terrible.
No, you're right. It's a sin. It's a sin that these lives are being lost at so much of an early age. But we're going to pay the bills before I have an issue. You're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll be right back.
This is Recovery Radio with John Tassone, improving the outcome of those with addictions. AM 790, Talkin' Business.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. Bad Kids in the house today is one of our sponsors of Recovery Radio. Frank Spicola, who is the executive director, and Sue Shaw, the head of community relations, are in the house. And we're talking about AdCare as a whole. I know they just moved into Rhode Island. Frank, how long have you been here?
Well, AdCare Rhode Island has been here since October 1st, but AdCare has had an outpatient office in Warwick.
For many years?
Well, several years.
And your facility in Massachusetts, I want to talk a little bit about that, because we have bordering people traveling through Rhode Island that that live in Massachusetts. So I want to make sure that they're engaged about what AdCare has in Massachusetts. So can you tell us a little bit about the Massachusetts facility?
Well, Massachusetts has, they have outpatient offices throughout Massachusetts, but they have a hospital that just treats substance use disorders, a level 4 hospital, they call it, which is very unusual. I mean, in Rhode Island, there's Roger Williams, you know, that does that. But so AdCare has, you know, the experts at treating substance use disorders, you know, in a hospital setting, medically managed as opposed to medically monitored, which would be a, you know, place like AdCare Rhode Island.
How many people in that hospital?
117 beds, approximately.
Wow. Where is that located?
In Worcester, right in the center of Worcester, Lincoln Street.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So is it a hospital that if you have other issues, will they take care of those issues other than substance abuse?
Yes, related issues, but there are some things that they might have to transfer to another hospital.
Right.
But it is a hospital. It's licensed as a full, it fully is a hospital, mm-hmm. but it specializes in substance use disorders, so they might have to send someone out. But they can handle secondary illnesses. You know,
I'm gonna put you on a hot seat, Frank, because I want to know if you're gonna do something like that in Rhode Island.
Well, that would be up to AdCare Worcester.
Okay.
I mean, we have in AdCare Rhode Island, we have on site, we have almost a full continuum of care. We have from all the way from outpatient to a medically monitored detoxification program. You know, that's right below the AdCare Hospital. So with AdCare Hospital in AdCare Rhode Island and all their satellite outpatient offices, it's a full continuum of care from beginning mm-hmm. to end.
Now, you bought the old Star. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. I remember last time that Sue was on, you did total renovations.
Yes.
It's like going into the Marriott. Is that accurate?
Yes. It's very, very nice.
All right.
And you will see it on our open house.
And how many beds do you have there?
Right now, there's 46.
46 beds. When is your open house, by the way? So I can put it on my calendar.
Sue, that's your...
The open house is Friday, September 25th, mm-hmm. from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Everyone's invited. And I'm glad you're coming, John.
Let me ask you this question, Sue. If I have, some of my listeners may be driving home and they may be thinking of utilizing your facility. How do they get a hold of AdCare? They have a website, they have a phone number.
Thank you. We do. We have adcare.com. We also have 1-800-RI-SOBER. And for the Worcester and the outpatient facilities, we have 1-800-ALCOHOL.
Mm-hmm.
They can also call the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they call into AdCare Rhode Island and speak to someone, say, I need help.
How about...
they can call me.
Yep.
You know, I'm...
You're the community lady.
I'm the community lady. Call
and
me.
They do call.
Ask for
and
me.
Then she
and
calls
they do.
Me.
Yeah.
What age group? Do you do adolescents or is it just adults?
It's 18 plus.
18 plus, yep.
And we're
male
seeing
and female?
Male and female, yes.
Are they male and female on your site, too, where you're at now?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't been there, obviously, because I'm going there next Friday, but is it a place where it has wings?
Yes, it does.
Like in the middle, and then you have a male and a female?
Yeah, well, there's split in the middle. Yes, there are two wings that are identical, and one side is female, one side is male. The whole facility is connected in, beautiful wooded North Kingston.
What are you guys seeing at your facility? Is it more male than female or female than male? Or is it split 50-50?
I'd have to say it, Frank. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm thinking
it's usually
more
slightly more male.
Yeah,
I
was going to say 60-40.
Maybe that might be closer to...
Yeah.
Typically.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you get... I know it's a crazy question, but how do you get your patients?
Well, a patient, either they call from home, we take people from home, or they're in the hospital in some kind of, mental health or substance use crisis in the emergency room, or they're actually in a psychiatric unit in the hospital and they're stepped down to our facility. We take, referrals we take referrals around New England for employee assistance programs. We work with the Native Americans in Connecticut. We also work with labor unions in New York, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, But to answer your question, Julia, they can right now they call the intake, but if they have any problems, they call me or Sue, and we facilitate it, you know, to get them in.
What about, do you have any interest in doing adolescent stuff? Well, let me, before you answer that question, I was at a meeting maybe 2 months ago, and Rhode Island is spending an awful lot of money sending children out of state to the tune of maybe between $7 to $10 million because we don't have enough beds. Obviously, if you ask me, I think there's an epidemic, but who am I? Short, fat, white Italian guy behind a microphone. I don't know all the answers, but hey. Does that kid have any interest in doing something like that with adolescents?
I don't know, but, you know, you are correct. You know, two of the facilities that treat adolescents in Rhode Island have closed in the last three years,
exactly.
More recently. You know, so it is, you know, something that needs attention. Ag Care's plans, I don't know just about yet.
Hmm. It's something that may happen, may not happen.
I can't answer that, but...
Yeah.
You're the wizard behind the counter. I mean, the curtain.
That's, you know, we certainly recognize that there is a very serious problem. Mm. But our original plan in coming into Rhode Island was to serve the adult population. Mm-hmm. But like you say, there is a very severe problem. Frank and I aren't privy to those conversations at the corporate level. So
yeah, that's above your pay grade, I guess.
Yes, it is. But yes, it is.
You know, I mean, if you could take the message forward, as you well know,
yes,
I think there is a huge need for adolescent care here in Rhode Island, both male and female. Why should we be spending $8 to $10 million in Connecticut and Massachusetts where we could spend it right here?
With a beautiful facility like in Richmond, Rhode Island,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean,
So. The rally, we're going to talk a little bit more about the rally. I know we have one more segment after this. I want to talk about start to finish, the walk. Hopefully it doesn't rain again this year. I think it's very important for my listeners to know what to be expected at 2 o'clock on Saturday. We'll be right back. You're listening to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll be right back.
AM 790 Talk and Business. This is Recovery Radio with John Tassone.
Welcome back to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassone. AdCare is in the house today. AdCare Rhode Island. Frank Spicola is in the house. He is the executive director. And also Sue Shaw, who's the head of the community relations. And welcome both of you, and thank you for coming on today. And it's nice to hear some new, fresh ideas coming into Rhode Island from AdCare, Worcester Hospital. Now you're moving. You bought the Old Star, remodeled it. Grand opening, I guess, or a tour. What are you calling it on Friday? Is it a grand opening?
Open house.
That's
on the
25th.
Yep.
From 10 to?
10 to 1.
10 to 1. Hot dogs and hamburgers. What are you doing?
We're doing some, you know, refreshments.
A little better than that?
You know,
Well, good. But, you know, I wanted to obviously thank both of you for also being a sponsor of Recovery Radio.
Thank you.
It's nice to have nice corporate citizens here in Rhode Island that know the importance of trying to get the word out and the message out for substance abuse, since we're number one in the country. And I hate to keep saying that, but I've been in the seat for now 2 years now, and I can't change that. It's still we're number one in the country, but we're making strides, as you said, Frank. It's not all about what we've seen years ago. Are we a little bit worse, and we have a lot more overdose deaths? Yes, but the stigma is working its way out. New product is working its way in. Hopefully, someday they'll knock on my door and say we no longer need it. And
I'll find another job happily if that happens.
Yeah, but it's something that it's not only in Rhode Island. Obviously, you look at the news worldwide. You know, the drug lords are having a field day. Thank God for our state police the other day with that big drug bust that they had on, I believe it was 95, Mexico. I think they had a tractor trailer full of marijuana that they had laid out in, on the whole size of a football field. But, you know, stuff like that needs to get caught where it needs to be caught. And maybe we need to do a little bit more tougher on these drug lords, laws, you know, anything over a certain amount. Maybe you need to spend a little time and take it easy, because it's too easy to make money. It's too easy to be a drug runner. It's too easy to put 5, 6, 7 packs in your pocket and just drive down 95 and make a delivery. It's just too easy. Cash business. I like to find out what the actual economic impact that substance abuse in Rhode Island has, meaning the amount of money that we're not collecting in taxes, the people that are not on the working rolls, that are just driving cars and making deals. It's got to be in the millions. Got to be in the millions. What's your thought on that?
I'm thinking it'd be very interesting to be able to find some way
the economic
to figure
impact.
Out the impact. Mm. And I agree with you. It's got to be in the millions, trillions.
You know, it's a lot of times, too, you know, we're looking at, well, I'm not, but they are. The legislatures are looking at legalizing marijuana. And you look at what's happening in Colorado and some of the other places. It's not all candy, per se, that out in the public. They're not making as much as they thought they were going to make. The black market's booming. Younger kids smoking pot now in the corner. And I've said this many times on my show, if I'm a working class person, or if I'm a iron worker and I got to go up 15, 20 stories, and Frank, you do 2 or 3 bones at lunchtime, now we got to go at the top and try to put a piece of steel on, I don't think I want to work with you, Frank.
I agree.
I mean,
I agree.
It's just crazy how the system is working. Why?
And you say candy, no pun intended. They make candy now. I mean,
yeah.
Lollipops.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Track.
It's the imaginary mind of what they're doing now is just absolutely crazy. And there's always somebody thinking of new, intelligent ways to do these crazy things.
That's right.
And when I go out and I do talks, we did training for the state police last year. I think it was 17 straight days. I was at the state trooper barracks. And even some of the troopers didn't even realize some of the stuff that's making its way into Rhode Island. And that's why they had us there doing training. But it's crazy. Thank God we have some of the best state troopers in the state. Well, actually in the country. Looking and observing some of these crazy things that are happening. Because we're a conduit. 95 is a conduit. Between Maine and Florida, and that's the traffic is up and down 95. But there's got to be a way to stop it. Unfortunately, we have to deal with what we have to deal with today. We're number one in the country again. Get these kids treatment and adults treatment. Get their lives back to where they need to be on the straight and narrow, and be productive citizens, because that's our ultimate goal. And for Saturday, 2 o'clock at the base of the State House. Take your family. Just take a jaunt down there. It's free. There's no cost. Just take your son or daughter to the petting zoo. Meet some of the people. Embrace the people. Listen to my friend Frank here to the right, who's going to be playing. What do you play, Frank? The guitar?
Yes.
Frank plays the guitar. He'll be up there. God rest his soul, Jimmy Gillen. We'll miss tremendously, but Jimmy's son is coming in.
Yes.
From New York.
Strange.
He's a professional artist.
Yes.
I think he has a CD now, right?
Yes, he's
been around the block.
Yes.
I saw him last year and the year before. So come down with the family. Take an hour. Take 2 hours.
Tons of food.
Oh.
Right.
And to meet the people. See what's available. If you think your son and daughter has an issue with substance abuse, just come down and get information. If nothing else, just get information.
We'll be there. Our booth will be there. We'll have representatives from AdCare. Anyone who needs any kind of questions answered, or we'll have a counselor there.
All right, give us the number for AdCare again.
Okay, the AdCare Rhode Island is 1-800-RI-SOBER or 401-294-6160. And the 800 number for our Worcester Hospital is 1-800-ALCOHOL.
Mm-hmm.
Or one, the other number is 508-799-9000 and ask for admissions.
Very good. So
yeah, I've got probably very couldn't good. Remember my own telephone number right now, but we're there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Frank, I want to thank you for coming on too. It's a pleasure having AdCare in Rhode Island. Hopefully it helps with the issues that we have in hand. Again, I'll look forward to seeing you guys next Friday at the open house.
Yes.
Be a pleasure to be there.
We'll see you Saturday.
I'll be there Saturday. I'll be there Saturday.
Thank you, John.
Rain or shine. All right, y'all listen to Recovery Radio. I'm your host, John Tassoni. We'll see you Saturday at 2 o'clock at the base of the State House. Rally for Recovery.